Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Moonlight Madness. I'm your host, as always, Brian Dash. And today I'm doing a short story of Mauna Luna series. Think of it more or less as a pilot. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy. I am so bored, Luna thought, as she sat behind her desk of the IMP. What am I missing in my life? I mean, text is with Beelzebub, so what am I supposed to do? My life sucks. I had to deal with Moxie and Millie and... Blitz. So what am I supposed to do now? Just wait for something fun? Maybe get some alcohol or something? Yeah, no, I'm just gonna go home right now and see what I can do and maybe get hungover while I'm waiting for the day to finally end. So she got up and started to walk out the door. Dad, head home, or whatever. Moxie said, again? Aren't you ever just gonna stay for your entire job? She shot a glance at Moxie and said, yeah, well, guess what? No one asked you, fatty. And she slammed the door. Stupid Moxie. He's not the boss of me. She decided to go down this one alleyway. It took longer, but at least it made it safer, not to mention it was the best place to go to get hung over because of all the bars and stores that sell nothing but alcohol. She kept walking and said, maybe I should have some meth. No, she said, maybe not tonight. But, however, a vape would be nice. So she said to head down this other alleyway, straight to a vape store, when she saw something in the road. The heck? She went over and bent down to see what it was. She saw a little boy there. A human. What the? How in the seven circles of hell did a child get to, well, hell? She started to look at him and thought, maybe a snack? No. There, little human thing. Don't cry, just tell you what, I'll leave you in the street and let hell take its course. She picked up the baby and she decided, might as well cradle you, that way you don't feel odd. Not on the point of your crying. So she began to cradle him. As she continued to walk, she began to realize something. The more she walked and the further she got down the street, with the baby in her arms, the closer and tighter she held it against her chest. She didn't know that she was holding it that close to her chest till she started to feel someone or something nursing on her. What the heck? She thought. And then she saw the baby nursing. Whatever, she thought. I guess I don't mind if you lay here and eat your fill. But don't get used to it, brat. I'm not keeping you. She kept walking. And she was surprised. Her feet was carrying her past the vapes and past the alcohol shops. And she went straight home. She picked up the boy and held the boy close to her again and said, well, I heard of I know that milk could bind a female to some random stupid brat, but I'm a hellhound. That shouldn't happen to me. The baby didn't understand. Instead, the baby cuddled even closer to her, trying to stay warm. She took a deep breath. Well, I guess I'm all you got. What would Blitzo think? I mean, granted, it's not like you're a target or anything, but still, you're human. I'm a freaking hellhound. I'm supposed to hate humans. Brad, you're gonna get me in so much trouble. Oh, the heck with it, she thought. And before too long, she fell asleep on her bed, holding the baby close to her chest. And she said, "Well, I guess this is it. My free, fun-loving life has come to an end. All because of a human child. Well, I guess it's up to me to make sure he has a happy life. I guess now, like my friend Roxy, I'm a mama." That ends the pilot. Thank you for listening. If you liked this video, please put a little on Facebook. Bosses always have ups around, and of course, into the shadows because this world is a strange one. If you remember this video, do not worry because I'm going to have the visitation. I'll have more videos by hopefully soon. And I'll see you all next time, next video. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night.